we go. Get up out of bed.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome back to Jules.
Good morning, y'all.
It's finally, you're away over the Monday and the Friday, which
yes.
Unfortunately you missed out on shoey tipping, mate.
I know, and here I was thinking I would get away with it. Turns out you did a bit of a phoner putting it out there.
Well, WA took care of you while you were gone, and Troy called in on Friday and put in tips for you.
Yeah.
And he did tip the winning team. He tipped West Coast and the Swans,
yes.
Right? Unfortunately, we had to tip by margin on the West Coast game, and I got closer. So I got the win. It was Troy.
Oh, Troy, sorry. Kev, you did say that. Sorry, I just heard I lost, and then I was like, oh,
I'm
no.
Blanking it all out.
Okay, so but that obviously means that there's an option for me to do a shoey.
So yesterday I asked WA what you should be doing for your shoey punishment. This is what I had to say.
Mate, what we need to do is overnight marinate some manure in some water, mate.
What?
Do that and then fill the shoe up after it's been marinated, mate, without the manure. So filter it out and let her drink the manure water.
Gherkin and juice.
That
or
is...
if you like that, go olive juice. I'm thinking toothpaste and water as well as, like, if you really wanted to do it, then put a bit of dishwashing liquid in it.
Does WA hate me? I mean, are they trying to kill me? Or what is going on with the manure?
The manure one is pretty full on.
That is a little bit out there. Well, I'm glad that you went with the options of blended tuna
or minty
fresh toothpaste.
Toothpaste was a very common suggestion. And then the marinated meats thing was pretty common as well. So I've I've got a mixture between all of them.
Yeah.
And toothpaste was an option on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And then also tuna. Tuna has blown it out of the water.
Well, there's a poll up at the moment, 70% for the tuna.
Yeah, it is going hard. Luckily, because someone messaged us in before and said, you better check the toothpaste because some toothpaste, you're not allowed, like you can't swallow it because it can be poisonous.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty reckless by toothpaste companies.
You know, you're right. He's right, whoever wrote it. Thank you for that because, it's really bad to swallow toothpaste.
So, problem solved. We'll do a bit of blended tuna up next.
So either way, I was doing blended tuna. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
We're going Facebook Live, people, for this.
For your safety.
Oh, if you are a sympathetic spewer,
oh my
gosh, suggest you do not watch. Don't tune into this on, people.
I've finally got the tuna out, blended it up for you. It is ready to go, sitting in that jar.
Oh, I can't even look at it.
And we're Facebook Live now. Hit WA on Facebook if you would like to see Jules do this shoey.
Just point the Facebook Live camera at the blended tuna that I'm drinking. And look, I just want everyone to know that this is what you do in these kinds of situations, right? When you have to do something you don't want to do and you just don't know if you're going to make it through, just think of it as a life or death situation and you've just got to push through this to continue living.
Yep.
That's how I do things.
That's what you've got to do to get through this as the tuna starts to separate from the oil and the water. I'm just watching the chunks float around. Anyway,
I'm trying to draw these out because I'm just waiting for the boss to get in and just be in calling this off. Like, who's coming to
the
save me?
The boss is away, mate. She's not coming for
you. The big boss. Sam?
He's not interested. So there you go. There's your blender. Yep. And I'm just going to get you a nice glass. Oh, you actually don't need a glass because it goes straight in the shoe. So there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, come close because I just, you know, maybe you can smell it as I open it up as well too because this is probably what's going to be a really bad part of it.
Yeah, it is tuna in olive oil and it didn't smell.
Tuna, olive oil in a shoe and I'm just going to have to.
Even it's making me sick. Tim, is there...
It's taking my breath away.
Is the bin around there just in case she needs a sneaky bum?
Why is this happening?
Hands down, the worst one we've ever done. 100%. But full of protein, so.
Oh, my gosh. I just don't even.
Oh, even I can't handle this.
Look.
No, don't look at it.
Oh, the chunks.
It's not a very good blender.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Big thank
happening?
You to Kelly and Ian at Sports Power for providing a size 15 X-Blade boot, one just like Josh Kennedy wears.
Yes.
And it probably smells right now worse than after when Josh Kennedy's worn one through a game. So, yeah. Whenever you're ready, Jules.
I can't do it.
You can. I believe in you.
Tim, don't make that sound.
Tim's filming for us and
okay,
he is
freaking out. I'm sorry.
Have you got the bin close by, Tim? Mm-hmm. Okay, here it goes. Off she goes. Oh, she's doing really good. Oh, there's a lot of spillage happening. But she's making through. She's making it through. Oh, my God. She's unstoppable. Ladies and gentlemen, she has tipped that thing upside down and killed the game. Oh, my gosh. Jules Jarry, everybody. Oh, wow. But it's done her some damage. She's not looking good.
Does anyone know how to get, like, the taste of tuna out of your mouth?
Do you want some toothpaste? Because I got some here.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit
FM. Now, I want to talk when you've missed the dress code.
Right.
When you haven't got it right, you've turned up to a party and you're wearing the wrong thing.
Yeah. It's a big fear of mine.
And, like, I mean, it's embarrassing, right? It's not...
It's awkward, I think, more than anything. Like, you feel a little bit awkward.
Yeah. And it happened to me over the weekend. Okay. And it was a bit... I think I kind of got away with it. But basically, I've gone to an engagement party. A friend of mine has got married, and I know the bride better than I know the groom. So yeah. I was there kind of as, like, one of her mates.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
And she's busy doing the day. And so I called the maid of honour, who is a good mate of mine. I was like, hey, I haven't even thought about this this party. What do I need to wear?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of vibe is it? I couldn't tell whether... They gave you the address, but I didn't know if it was a venue or a house.
Yeah,
or
backyard party, bonfire, you don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was like, hey, mate, what do I need to wear? What kind of vibe are we going for? And she said, oh, it's pretty fancy, not black tie, but it'll be pretty fancy kind of cocktail stuff. And still, to me, that was like nothing. Like, I was just like, what are we doing here?
I mean, it's easy for girls because you could say cocktail, you know what I mean? A cocktail dress kind of thing. Yeah.
And so I said, okay, do I go like chinos, blazer kind of? And she's like, yes. Button-up shirt, nice button-up shirt with a blazer and your
now,
nice shoes.
For any
stuff.
Guys listening, you know, you're probably thinking, oh, geez, Jesse, you're going a little bit extreme. But keep in mind, Jesse's single. He's going to these parties to impress. Continue.
Well, that, and I also extreme on the asking questions front because I don't have a girlfriend to guide me.
Yeah, that's
so I have to call
true.
All my girlmates and go, what do I do?
Luckily, you got those girls too.
Yeah, and so anyway, she has said this is what you need to wear.
Yes.
Okay? And so I have... gone around to a different mate of mine who, and we were going together, and he and I ended up in a pretty similar outfit. And we've gone there, no worries, blazer on, ready to go.
Oh, okay, blazer, collared shirt, long sleeve shirt,
the whole thing exactly as I was instructed.
Dress shoes, even,
yep. And I'd followed instructions perfectly, right? And so I turned up to the party, and all of the girls are dressed immaculately, right? They're all in cocktail dresses and all, like, really, really looking just beautiful.
Any
right?
single? Anyway, that's another break.
We'll talk about it later. and then I got into the party, and I started to notice that the blokes hadn't quite stepped up to the occasion.
Right.
To the point where...
What were they wearing?
Most of the blokes were in flannels, shorts and thongs. And it was clearly just a bit of a disparity between the group that were the groom's mates and the bride's mates. And so there was just a little bit of different instruction coming from each side of the marriage.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, you know what? Like, this is fine. I just, you know,
well,
don't worry about
it. For starters, you stand out, right? You stand out above the other single men that were at the party. And also, too, always better to overdress than underdress.
Yeah.
That's my rule anyway.
That's true. But, and in this regard, like, it wasn't too bad, but I was heavily outnumbered. Like, we're talking a lot of flannel. And I love a good flannel. Like,
what, was it a flannel party? Was that the dress code?
Well, I don't know. Like,
I mean, I'm not knocking the flannel. I own a couple myself.
Yeah, lot of shorts, a lot of thongs. It's pretty cold, so a lot of shorts, a lot of thongs, a lot of
thongs and socks.
But I just thought, I do not fit in with any other bloke here. Like, I'm okay with the girls, but, like, obviously there's still the... With the rest of the blokes, I stand out like a sore thumb because it's just... They're all
completely different. I think that you would stand out like a well-dressed bloke, actually, Jesse, and stand out to the females. I don't see this as a bad thing.
Yeah, but when you're rocking around the party just trying to have a few beers and, like, chat to different blokes and, you know, trying to meet people and stuff and just hang out and socialise, you kind of... you're a little bit self-conscious of it, right?
Mm, yeah.
And I started to think, man, this must happen to people pretty regularly.
It does, absolutely.
And so on 13, 12, 16 this morning, I want to know, when have you missed the dress code? Now, Ashley from Albany, when have you missed the dress code, mate?
Primary school disco. Oh. I thought it was fancy dress.
Yeah.
So I went as a full done-up princess.
Right.
Yeah.
I was the only one there.
Oh, no. So everyone else was just in their normal cash.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you say?
No, luckily my parents lived just around the corner, so they took me home and got me changed.
How old were you?
I think about 10.
Oh, mate, at 10 years old, I would have freaked out. I would have been like, Mum, take me home right now. Like, this is social suicide. Mate, thank you so much for the call this morning.
No worries.
Cheers, mate. See you later.
Radio Lee from Buslow. When did you get the dress code wrong?
Are we on the radio now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, basically, I went to my mate's wedding, and I was basically hanging around with all of his family, the groomsmen.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch up on the dress code, and I was the only one at the wedding wearing shorts.
You wore shorts to a wedding?
So, yeah, basically, I was the only one at the whole wedding wearing shorts.
Why? But why would you wear shorts to a wedding, mate? What were you thinking?
Because the last wedding I went to over here, being English, of course.
Right.
It was short because it was a hot day.
Yeah, and like just like a casual.
It was like a, you know, I presume that was like the dress code over here for the wedding.
Did anyone pull you up on it, mate?
Every single person.
Oh, no. Have you been to any weddings since, mate?
Not yet, no.
No, not getting invited anymore.
So, I think you've got the good way, really.
Yeah.
Close to me.
Okay, Melissa from Bunbury, when have you got the dress code wrong?
My husband and I got invited to a Christmas party 1 year.
Yeah.
And the invite said the theme was naughty or nice.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So my husband and I, we both rocked up. I was dressed up as a naughty schoolgirl, all sexy lines with the stockings, nice bra on, you know, the work. My husband's in, like, a stripper costume, with his chaps on and a fake, like, washboard chest.
Yeah.
And we arrived and nobody else was dressed up. They're all in regular clothes, and the theme was naughty or nice for the present, not for the costume. So we looked pretty awesome, but it was very, very
Oh my God, Melissa, did you just say that you guys are the present?
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
And we're talking the kids' book ban, Jules.
Right.
Because there was a new story that came out over the last couple of days about kids' books being banned in public libraries because of the word boy or girl.
Oh, I saw that. This is in Victoria, right?
Yeah, I got a little bit of the story for you.
Popular children's books could be banned in Victorian public schools and libraries if they don't meet a so-called gender test. Some local councils are carrying out an audit and urging a ban on the terms boy and girl. Under the new guidelines, children's favourites, including Thomas the Tank Engine, Noddy and Winnie the Pooh, could all be taken off the shelf.
That story on Channel 9. And, if you think about it, it is those three that they mentioned, Thomas the Tank Engine, Winnie the Pooh, and Noddy, right? They were all classics when we were growing up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever feel like they had a bad effect on you?
No.
Because they said the word boy or girl?
No.
No, because the reason that Thomas the Tank Engine and those shows, they have way worse things going on in them, all right? I haven't watched Thomas the Tank Engine for a long time.
Oh, what are you getting at here?
I haven't watched Thomas the Tank Engine for a long time, but I went back and I did a little bit of research because I was like, okay, I never noticed any of this kind of stuff as a kid, and kids, I don't think, notice this kind of stuff, right? But I thought I'd better go back and look in as an adult with older, wiser eyes and see what these shows are really talking about.
Mm.
Turns out Thomas the Tank Engine is pretty much just train racist.
Train racist.
He is a train racist. Do you ever remember...
That's a little bit far.
Do you
remember
the diesel trains from Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah. Well, yeah, kind of. Not really, but yes.
So the diesels... So Thomas the Tank Engine was a steam engine?
Yeah.
The diesels were like the dirty, the ones that were kept on the other side of the island away from the steam engines. Mm. And I've actually got like a little excerpt from Thomas here. And it says, Thomas, I hope Sir Topham Hatt chooses me. Every day I'm a really useful engine. And then one of the diesel train goes, What about me, Thomas? I'm a really useful engine too. And Thomas goes, no, Diesel, I'm sure Sir Topham Hatt means a really useful, steamy, you'll never be that.
Oh!
What a jerk.
Yep. Yes, all of a sudden I don't like Thomas anymore.
All of a sudden, Thomas, not so crash hot, all right?
That is the end of the episode. Dun, 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 dun,
that's where they go out. They just go out on racism. No, but then there's things in Noddy that you can't even talk about because they're so on PC, like actually can't even say on air. But then also he's a bit of a jerk. Like he calls his best mate Big Ears all the time. Like
Big Ears?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Noddy and Big Ears.
Oh.
I'm like, that's a bit rude.
I didn't watch Noddy. But what about Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh, okay. So Winnie the Pooh has never once worn pants in his life. So he's a bit of a deviant, isn't he? But then also, Tigger encourages misspelling and mispronouncing words.
Oh,
T-I-double-G-R is not how you spell Tigger or like.
Yeah, but look, at the same time too, with Pooh Bear, I get it, you know. I just showed that he's all about confidence though. He can eat as much honey as he wants and still wear a crop top. Right?
I mean, if I could walk around without no pants on all the time, I would too.
Trending now at hip.com.au.
Jesse, how's your Tinder going, mate?
It's not going, mate. I deleted it, remember?
You still have not started a Tinder.
No.
Okay.
I'm procrastinating because I can't be bothered collating any
list
photos.
List of things to do. I got you your photo. List of things to do, Jesse Tinder. All right. Now I've got that down. I do want to talk about this story. The reason why Tinder's trending this morning is because a study has come out revealing something about the females on Tinder.
Yeah.
And I read it and was like, oh my gosh, that was so me back in the day when I was swiping, right?
Yeah.
So this study has revealed that many women are using dating apps like Tinder and Bumble to confirm their attractiveness rather than find a partner. So it being more of an ego boost. Now, as much as I hate to admit it, I did see it like that. When I look back on it, it was like a game.
Having
when
a bad day.
And you got it right. It was like, bing. And especially if the guy was,
yeah.
It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It didn't really even matter about the conversation. I was like, oh, he likes things.
Yeah, if you're having a bad day, you just go and swipe right to a few hotties until you get one and ego boost.
Yeah, unless, you know, you start swiping, it's like, don't down. And
it must be broken.
But as much as I'd, you know, just like, don't use these things to, you know, boost your ego. But the study does show that it's like the whole getting a text message thing, right? You know, when you get a text message, people, or a like on Instagram, or a like on Facebook, it gives you a little boost. Same with Tinder. So, ladies, if you are feeling like this, don't worry. There are a lot of women that do this, but, you know, for people like Jesse here, who's single.
I knew this is coming
and
back.
He's
I knew this is going to happen.
Desperately on the search to find a woman, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
if you're going to swipe
isn't.
With him and you get that ding, although it is a little ego boost to swipe with Jesse.
Okay.
Have a conversation. Just break the ice with him. Because his Tinder will be up and running within the next half an hour, I guarantee it.
No.
Anyway, if you want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au or jump on Tinder so you can get swiping with Jesse.
Okay, we're going to move right along, yeah.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
And on 13, 12, 16, we want to know, what smells do you just love? Now, a bit of a weird one this morning, but we do have a $50 Visa card up for grabs for our MVP caller of the day, thanks to Ventura Homes.
Celebrating 20 years in the Southwest.
Thank you for adding that little tagline on for us. But we want to know, what do you love the smell of? This is because we were talking earlier about this guy who was a police officer that was busted smelling another officer's shoes.
Yeah, to the point where he had to resign.
Yeah, right? hand the badge in. Don't worry, this wasn't in WA. WA coppers wouldn't do this. But I just thought, you know what? Each to their own, right?
Sure.
You love the smell. Is
just
there anything,
an irresistible smell to you.
Is there anything weird that you love the smell of?
Petrol?
Oh, I think that's like a...
That's pretty common one.
I love the smell of old books. Like, you know when you get an old book and then you open
new cars.
It, the leather, like leather in new cars.
Oh, I can't afford leather, but...
All right, 13 till 16, give us a buzz. What do you just love the smell of? Christy, what do you love the smell of, babe?
Oh, it's a bit of an odd one, but I love the smell of the inside of a washing machine.
Oh!
When I was younger, I would just stand there for, like, ages and smell the washing machine. And then when I was pregnant, I could stand there for ages.
Breathing it in.
I know. It's a bit odd, but I don't know.
That's what we're after.
Does it smell?
Yeah, if it was clear, it's just that clean smell.
Yeah.
Yes, unique, that's for sure.
Is it the fabric softener? Because
yeah.
I love fabric softener smell.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
I love it, mate. Thanks for the call this morning.
Thanks,
see you later, mate. Amber from Daliella, what do you love the smell of?
The nail salon. Do you really like that acrylic?
Oh. I can't deal with that.
I annoy some people, but I really love the, like, the smell of nail salons.
Babe, I'm with you on that one. I love it too.
How often do you go to a nail salon, or do you just go sit out the front and just go, yeah?
I work in a hairdresser, so, like, I'll go into our beauty room and, like, go in there every day
with
Have a little bit of a sniff.
Beautiful.
I love
thank
it, mate.
You.
Thanks for the call this morning.
Alrighty, Kayla from Bunbury, what do you love the smell of?
I really love the smell of fresh cut grass.
Yes, good call.
Do you, who cuts the grass in your household?
I do.
For that reason?
No, only because I'm the only one that can do it.
Just see Kayla walking out on her front lawn just with the lawnmower, just going, oh, yeah, this is the best part of my day.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch Up on Hit FM.